Are you a woman presently looking back over your life, realizing that your dreams and plans were put on hold, or they look differently from what you anticipated? Whether it was because of additional family responsibilities, divorce, health crisis, career challenges and shifts, or something else, our dreams and goals often seem beyond our reach. I was one of those women. And I am here to encourage you that there is time still for your purposes to be fulfilled. What I'm saying, ladies, is there's more to your story. So let me introduce myself. I'm Dr. Yvette Rice, and welcome to our inaugural show of the podcast, There's More to Your Story. I believe that God has placed each one of us on this earth with a purpose, a design plan that He has ordained from the very beginning. And I believe that even though we face trials, tribulations, circumstances, unexpected things begin to happen in our lives, it doesn't mean that our plans or God's plans for our lives are over. A lot of times, those difficult circumstances and those things that we face, have to overcome, whether it's divorce, sickness, family members like your parents getting sick and you end up being a caregiver. Those are all learning lessons that God puts together to build us up and to grow us up to be in that place where He wants us to be so that our stories can unfold. You know, I realized over time that our dreams are the pictures and the blueprints of our purpose and the potential that's actually stored in our minds. And God has given us those dreams because He wants them to come to pass. He has already planned them and purposed them for our lives. The key is realizing that His timetable and our timetable may be two different things. On our show today, I will tell you about my journey and how I began to realize there was more to my story. So, who is Dr. Yvette Rice? And why was this podcast created for such a time as this? I'm glad you asked. I was born and raised in Decatur, Alabama, a small town with a population of about 52,000 people. We're located about 25 miles from one of the fastest growing cities in the United States, Huntsville, Alabama. I graduated in the early 1980s from the University of Alabama in Tuscaloosa, by the way, Roll Tide, with a petroleum engineering degree. Now, think about this. I'm a Black female. I graduated in 1982 with a petroleum engineering degree. So for me, and all of my classmates, the other female engineers that had come to Alabama through scholarships and majored in petroleum engineering as well, we just felt like, hey, we had it made. Our lives were all put together. I was going to spend time down in Louisiana, maybe Texas, on oil rigs, working in the oil industry. Everything was set. And all of a sudden, in 1982, the oil industry shut down, or not necessarily, I would say shut down, but it collapsed. And so even some of the best students, the ones with the best grades, did not get jobs in the petroleum engineering field in our industry. And so I returned to Decatur, Alabama, kicking and screaming. I was frustrated. I couldn't understand why. I questioned God. I questioned why I majored in engineering and then I couldn't find a job. But that's when I realized that sometimes my plans do not align with God's plans for my life. I had every intention of moving, like I said, to Texas or Louisiana. And I meant it wholeheartedly. I was not going anywhere near Decatur. but God had other plans. In fact, I remember meeting a gentleman one day who actually majored in petroleum engineering, and he was in the state of Alabama at the time. And he jokingly said to me that God shut down the petroleum industry in 1982 to force both of us back to Alabama. I laughed, but inwardly I thought, God, did your actions have to be so drastic to get me to move back to my home state? You know, one of my favorite scriptures to remind me that God has an ordained purpose for my life and that his path for me may be something sometimes different from the one I chose can be found in Psalms 139, verses 13 through 16, which states, "For you form my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I will give you thanks and praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. My frame was not hidden from you, and when I was formed in secret and intricately and skillfully formed, as if embroidered with many colors in the depth of the earth, your eyes have seen my unformed substance. And in your book were all written the days that were appointed for me, when as yet there was none of them even taking shape." You know, I read that scripture over and over, and I finally realized that every day of my life, from beginning to end, was already in God's book, a book that had every chapter and every story that I would ever live. I began to realize that just because a chapter in my life ends and I'm faced with challenges, changes, and interruptions, it doesn't mean my life has ended and my dreams and purpose will never happen. Every day I tell myself, there's more to my story. So I start looking for new opportunities, adventures, and reason to keep pressing forward to move toward my purpose. Now, let me tell you more about me. I wear many hats. I'm a business owner, published author, executive coach, podcast host, wife, mother, grandmother, ordained minister, and former engineer. I never saw myself wearing so many hats initially. After graduating from high school, my focus was all about attending the University of Alabama, graduating in engineering, and like I said, never looking back. It's interesting that my maternal grandmother had four granddaughters, no grandsons, and we all decided to major in engineering, which was quite unique for four Southern Black females to choose a STEM career back in the 1980s. And reflecting on my middle school years, I guess I thought about my life when I look at it, I always wanted to do something different. In middle school, my mother wanted me to be in the band. I wanted to play the drums or the saxophone. She wanted me to play the clarinet. Now think about this. Back in the early 70s, you know, everyone expected the females to play the flute or the clarinet. Things have changed now, and so there's not as much uniqueness about it. But I still get excited when I see a female playing the drums in a marching band. You know, another part of my story I want to tell you about was after graduating from college, I returned back to Alabama. I was heartbroken. That was not because I wasn't immediately hired. And if you think about it, like I said, it was disappointing. During that time, there was an email. Okay, I'm aging myself, but I got rejection letter after rejection letter in the mailbox to the point that I hated to go check the mail. I began to wonder and feel like something must have been wrong with me. God, why is this happening in my life? I should have been successful. I'm a female engineer. I'm in a STEM career. What happened and why am I going through this? And then there was a sudden pivot in my life. I don't even remember why or who I ended up with at the Birmingham Zoo, but God ordained my steps and I was supposed to be there. I actually ran into one of my former classmates, and she was at the top of our class in petroleum engineering. And when she shared with me that she didn't get hired either, and because of the industry's collapse, I began to think, well, God, maybe there was a reason why I wasn't supposed to be on those oil rigs or in that state at the time. So I know it was not by chance, because I believe it was ordained by God. You know, Psalms 37, 23 through 24 states, the Lord makes secure the footsteps of the person who delights in him. Even if that person trips, he won't fall. The Lord takes good care of him. And I read that. That's from the New International Version. Had I always listened to God? Of course not. But his mercy toward us is new every morning. And with each new day comes an opportunity to hear, listen, and follow his voice. Well, guess what? My life pivoted, and I woke up that next day after I left Birmingham. And I listened to what my classmate told me. She switched into mechanical engineering, and that's where she started her career. So I registered at the University of Alabama in Huntsville, and I started taking mechanical engineering courses. And I have to tell you what happened next. When we come back, we will talk about the growth pains that pushed me to the next part of my story. Welcome back to There's More to Your Story podcast. Hi, I'm Dr. Yvette Rice. Now, I have to tell you, I really did not want to go back to college. I know there was purpose behind it. I needed to make that shift into mechanical engineering. But I have to be honest, even though I went to the University of Alabama on a scholarship and I majored in engineering, studying was not one of my most fun things to do. So I kind of pulled back, but I knew I had to listen to God, be obedient, and go and take another mechanical engineering course. Now, in my first day of class, I met a gentleman by the name of Roger. Now, I had been looking for a job in my field for almost 12 months. And I get to this class, and Roger says, "Aren't you already an engineer? Don't you already have an engineering degree?" And I said, "Sure, yes, I do." And I told him what I majored in, petroleum engineering. And he said, "Listen, Redstone Arsenal, the U.S. government, is Department of Defense. They are looking for female engineers or entry-level engineers, especially females." So this was a time when they were really trying to promote women in STEM. He said, "I'm going to bring you some paperwork to the next class. And I want you to take it home, fill it out, and bring it back to me." Now, I did exactly what Roger told me. I went home that night. I filled out the paperwork. I brought it back to him. He turned it into the HR department the next day. 24 hours later, I get a call. And the Army was asking me to come for an interview, or the Department of Defense. Of course, I would have been a civilian employee, but it was the Department of Defense. I go to the interview. Now, remember, I have been waiting and hoping and praying for over 12 months or close to 12 months. And this woman, she was so kind to me. She said, "Listen, I have one place that I'm going to send you to." She said, "If you don't like them, come back. Don't leave." She said, "I have another place I want you to go." She said, "Before you leave here today, you'll have a job as an engineer." To my amazement, I saw God move so quickly in my life. Once I surrendered to the fact that I was going to be in Huntsville or in Decatur, Alabama, once I surrendered to the fact that God had plans for my life that were different from the ones that I had anticipated, things just began to happen. And all of a sudden, this girl had a new job, working as a mechanical engineer, designing missile systems, something that I never imagined that I would be doing. But it opened up an entirely different world for me. Then guess what happened? Because I moved back to Decatur, I started going back to my childhood church. I was reintroduced to my husband, someone that I had had a crush on at a younger age. There was an 8-year age gap, so he never really paid any attention to me. But when I went away to college and I came back home, an adult woman, at some point along the way, he decided to ask me out. And before you know it, we were married and we ended up with 2 children, a son and a daughter. Now, this all happened over a 10-year period of time once I surrendered to the Lord. But it's funny how life can change all of a sudden. God shifted, and again, I found myself with multiple different hats on that I never expected to be wearing. Never did I imagine marrying a minister. My husband was not a minister when we married, but I remember my great aunts telling me on the day of my wedding, you know, you're married a minister. And I said, absolutely not. Guess what? Our daughter turned 2 years old. And on that day, Sam accepted his calling to the ministry. So there I was, a minister's wife. And then along the way, and in that time frame, I ended up giving up my career as an engineer to become a stay-home mom when our second child was born. I accepted my call in the ministry, though there was adversity and rejection because I was a woman. I obtained a master's degree and a doctorate degree in theology, developed biblical leadership curriculum for our church leadership. I began teaching classes at a satellite Bible study, and I wrote my first book, Mountain Made Easy. That's what happened during the next 15 years while I remained away from the marketplace, and I served as a wife, a mom, and as a minister. Imagine that. When I was trying to go to Texas, Louisiana, work in the petroleum engineering industry, the oil industry, I never anticipated being back in Alabama, being married, in ministry, writing books. I never knew that those would be part of my story. Yet every lesson, every chapter, every struggle, every battle was still culminating to something that I had not expected. You know, purpose took me back to the marketplace as a government contractor after 15 years. And just like I was kicking and screaming to come back to the Alabama, when God told me he wanted me to go back to the marketplace and to prepare a resume, I was kicking and screaming that day as well. But I was obedient. I filled out a resume. I actually wrote a skills resume. I didn't include any dates. All I included was my capabilities, my leadership skills, my training skills because I was teaching Bible class, all of the things that I had created or done over that 15-year period away from the marketplace. And guess what? God opened a door, and I was hired as a program manager for a government contractor to serve on a contract worth multiple millions of dollars. Only God could make that happen. Consider how much technology had changed in those 15 years. And yet, God arranged for me to wear another hat while serving as his minister, a wife, and a mother. When we return, we will discuss what happens when our plans and God's plans collide. Welcome back to There's More to Your Story podcast. Hi, I'm Dr. Yvette. So for nearly 8 years, I was a program manager with that government contract. And through that experience, I began to realize God's hand was indeed on my life and that he was ordering my steps according to his book for my life and not exactly according to what I had planned. I remember the day one of my government clients said to me, "I prayed for you to come here. I asked the Lord to send me another strong believer here to encourage me in the workplace because of all the darkness I felt around me." I thought to myself, me? An answer to someone's prayer? During those years, I grew even closer to the Lord because I had to depend upon him daily to guide me in a world I had been away from for 15 years. You have to understand the scenario. Technology had changed, and I was the program manager over a group of people that wrote the help menus, that did the training internationally, nationally, for a government-owned and government-designed computer software. I had been out of the marketplace and from technology in that at that level for more than 15 years, and here I was, every day, responsible for the changes, the documentation, the training, the preparation for the training. I had to do a lot of praying, and that's when I learned how to rely totally on the Holy Spirit to get me through the day. I would sit at my desk sometime and I would feel a quickening from the Spirit of the Lord telling me, "Hey, you need to check this documentation that they're about to upload. There's an error on it." I had not quite learned the system yet, and I didn't really know everything about the system, so I had to rely on my team. Oh, I forgot to tell you, one of the team members that I had to rely on was actually the former program manager. You see, the government didn't want her to lose her job. They just wanted to demote her and put her in another position under me. Do you know how awkward it was for me to go to work every day and hear, "Oh, this is Yvette, the woman that took my job"? I had to find a way to bring that team together and to build trust and to grow us to a way in a way that we were meeting deadlines, that we were achieving everything that company was expecting us to achieve along with our clients. Of course, I was ready to run away from this whole situation because of the pressure that was so great upon me during that time. I wanted to be like Jonah in the book of Jonah, verses 1-3, where it talks about Jonah, God commissioned Jonah to go tell his people to repent in the city of Nineveh. And Jonah didn't want to go. He ran in the opposite direction. There were days that I just wanted to run in the opposite direction from what God had placed me in. But I realized that I was there to grow. I was there to be a light. I was there to show people how to work in a situation where you had to depend upon God every day. And I began to realize that Lord had provided me with the opportunity to show not only myself, but others that the gifts that he has given us by his Spirit are for more than the sanctuary and the comfort of the church. But he could give me a word of knowledge. He could give me revelation. He could give me understanding. I learned to listen to the Holy Spirit to guide me and tell me when there was a problem so that I could pull the team in and we could figure it out. All of those steps brought about a dependency that I needed to have for the next move that God had for me. Oh yeah, I'm about to tell it. It's coming. Once I began taking professional development classes to help me become a better leader on that job and to increase my public speaking skills, I wasn't sure exactly what God's plan was for me next, but I knew another chapter of my story was about to manifest. I felt the Lord pulling me from that program manager's job, and that's when he put it in my heart that I would start my company, Live LLC. That LLC originally started as learning to live in victory and excellence. But God showed me the need to build women up and encourage them in the marketplace because of all the biases we face, all of the career choices we have to make when we are forced to choose between a family and a career. And I changed my tagline to Ladies Living in Victory and Excellence. Yes, that's what LLVE LLC or Live LLC stands for. And that is what God began to direct me to for my next part of my story. I began focusing on how important it was to help women discover their resilience, build up their confidence, and become their best selves. You see, all of these years I had gone through all these different transitions, it finally became clear to me that my life as an engineer, a minister, program manager, mom, wife, all culminated into who and why and where I am right now. Every one of my life experiences and challenges actually opened the door and showed me how important it is to follow God's plans for our lives. At 54 years old, I was actually 59, God showed me the need to go back and acquire an MBA. Now you have to remember, I was kicking and screaming when I had to go back to the University of Alabama, Huntsville for that mechanical engineering class, but it was only to get me out on Redstone Arsenal, where I ended up working 10 years before I took the 15-year hiatus away from the workplace to raise kids, be a wife, and do all those other things I mentioned. And then I came back into the marketplace for 8 years. I left that job, started Live LLC, and at age 59, I'm back in school again. I'm wearing that same hat that I didn't want to wear the last time. But this time, things are different. Our children were adults, but I had a mother who needed 24-hour home health care. I was the primary caregiver, and I was the one that had to make sure that my mom got to her doctor's appointments. I was the one that kept up with the schedule for all the caregivers. It wasn't easy. It was another struggle and another hat that I never anticipated I would have to wear. And I realized that here I am again in another difficult place, but I know God, through this, I'm going to learn something. I'm going to grow. I'm going to develop. I'm going to discover resilience and persevere because I know that you still have a plan for my life. So through, even though I was trying to, pursue my business opportunities. I'm expecting this fast growth to happen. I ended up in caregiving, and then COVID-19 hit all of us in 2020, and it stalled the growth of my business. So I'm beginning to feel like, Lord, is it ever going to happen? I know you told me that you would use me in the marketplace to influence and encourage other women. But I feel like, God, that here I am again, struggling, battling in circumstances that I never thought I would face. And yet God revealed to me that all of this again was just part of my story. Because if I didn't have to struggle through anything, how could I encourage any of you to be able to push past those points where you want to quit and give up? You know, I felt like I found myself in the refiner's fire again. And I looked that scripture up. It's in Malachi 3:1-2. And I challenge you to go back and read it because it talks about that we have to be pressured and we go through fire to come out all of the impurities are removed from our lives. That was the same way with me. And then I started looking at how coal is actually becomes a diamond, how coal turns into a diamond. It has to be buried deep into the earth. It goes under excruciating pressure and a lot of heat. And then it begins to change and crystallize, and the diamond is formed. And now I see that same thing in my life, and I imagine that it has been in your life as well. Whereas for sometimes it's like you've been buried underneath the earth. No one sees you. No one, your dreams don't look like they're coming to pass. Everything's been put on hold. You're under pressure. You're under fire. Things have heated up around you. And right in the middle of that, there's transformation happening in your life. I want you to know that now is not the time to run or be discouraged. But ladies, pick up your dreams and run with them to move forward in what God has called you to. Don't run away. Don't give up. Don't despair, because there is more to your story. God's plans and purpose for our lives will actually connect when our passion to pursue what He has for us is greater than our passion to pursue what we have decided or what we thought we wanted. I look back at my life now and I realize that God gave me far more than I ever imagined. I never worked one day in the petroleum industry, yet my life has been so fulfilled. The purpose behind all of those things that I went through was to mature me and grow me up for now. So don't be discouraged because of the things that have happened in your life that delayed your dreams and aspirations. Even through sickness, family crisis, divorce, career shifts, and other deterrents, you can still become a CEO, artist, author, musician, engineer, doctor, entrepreneur, educator, nurse, accountant, and so much more. There's a saying I use on my 5 Minute to Victory blog on Facebook. Don't just think it, ink it. I challenge each of you to begin to journal everything that you want to happen in your life and the actions you need to take to get you there. Find your favorite scripture that will inspire you when life throws your curveball and include it in your journal. Tape it to your bathroom mirror. I've done that many times. Tape it somewhere where you can see it so that you can be reminded. I might be going through something right now, but there's still more to my story. Finally, join us next time to be encouraged and inspired to pursue your God-given purpose and dreams. Until then, I'm Dr. Yvette Rice. Have a victorious day, a victorious life, and remember, there is more to your story.